Okay, we're holding Daf Mem Omid Beis Toshma, which is around six lines from the top. The Gemara is going through the Shaila, if Hagrola, the Torah says, to make a Goyrol on, to take the two Seirim, to be the Seir LaShem and the Seir LaZozah. So the Gemara wanted to know if Hagrola is Me'akif. I don't know, because it's very complicated, we're going to see later in the Gemara, when something is ma'akev or not. So instead of making the hagrola, you chose which one of the two se'irim will be la'ashem, and which one will be la'azazel. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya to this machloikis, is hagrola ma'akev, or is hagrola not ma'akev? So the Gemara brings a braisa. Sholu talmido ves Reb Akiva. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva asked him, Ola, biad smoil, bismoil. There was some sort of a maila, and it reflected nicely on the Kohen Gadol, if the Lashem came up in his right hand, and the Lazozel came up in his left hand. So that means like, Oyrech Yomim biyamino v'smeila, Oyrech v'chavet.
It was in Shimon
HaTzadik. Oh, we said in the days of Shimon HaTzadik. So here it came up the opposite, that the Hashem came up in the smoil, and the Lazozel came up in the right. Mahu, the Talmidim asked him, Sheyachsa liyamin, if he'll switch it to the yamin, right? So that was the Shaila. Omar lohen, so Rabbi Akiva answered them, Al titnu mokoim la tzadi litzedukim. Lirdois, litzedukim, that the tzedukim shouldn't have something to hold against the chachamim. Rashi says these tzedukim, well, he calls them talmidim, but in the gears on the side, it was talmidim of Yeshu, the people, tzedukim. So they would say, oh, look, you know, there used to be such a thing saying that if there's a rabbinic will, there's a rabbinic way. So that's what they used to make fun of, the Chachamim. You just manipulate. So over here too, they would say, Ah, Grois HaMaizeh, you're going to go against and thinking you're going to make it do whatever you want to do it. That's how Rashi learns. Could be I and Rabbi Nachman or others say a little bit of a different shot. So that's why the Tzedukim would use it against the Chachamim. Others want to say the Tzedukim would say that the whole Geirul is no good. That's it. Fake the Gemara, now we could be Medayik, Rabbi Akiva. Time, the reason you don't like that, Dal titnu mokim litzedukim lirdois. It was like some sort of outside factor. Halav hachi, madrin olei, you could switch hands. For Amrit, but if you learn, Hagrol is me'akva, ukiven de kivate smoil. Once it was Chal al Yedei the Smoil, that the Smoil is the Lashem, Heichi Madrin Olei. Right. Right, you hear the Gemara's Kashi. You hear the Gemara's Kashi. Like the Gemara, once it's Chal, it's Chal. So the Tais HaRosh is the Gevaldige Kasha. This Kasha of the Gemara is only on the Mandama holds Hagrola is Ma'akiv. But according to the Mandama holds, Hagrola is not Ma'akiv. It seems like the Gemara doesn't have a Kasha, right? Then it would be good that he could change it, and then you could understand Rabbi Akiva. But according to the Mandama, Hagrola is not Ma'akiv. If you did make a Hagrola, it was Chal. So you could have had the same Kasha. So this kasha is asked by the Tais HaRosh. So the Rishash answers, the Rishash in the back of the Gemara. He says it's muchach from this Gemara that according to the Mandom, Hagrol is not Ma'akiv. The Hagrol is not the Koiveya. The Hagrol is just a act. It's just a outside act, a play, how to do it. But Be'emes it's Chal, al yidei what you put down the gairul on it.
But you also were battling Mitzvah Saseh?
Oh, that I don't know. That could be. So that's how the... okay. That's how the Rosh Hash answers. So Tos asks, maybe Rabbi Akiva held like the Mandama. Hagrol is not Makif. How did the Gemara know? That's Tosis, a little Tosis, given the Gavate. How did the Gemara know that Rabbi Akiva? But that's the Gemara's kasha. Omar Rove, no. Hochi Kamri. Ola Hagoyrul Bismoil. Mahu Sheyach Ziru Loyal Seiro Liamin. He'll already manipulate the Seirim from one side to the other. Omar Lohem, no, that you can't do. Al Titnu Mokim. Latzidukim Lir dies. Okay, that's the Gemara, and what comes out in the Gemara. Yeah. Zok the Gemara. Toshma, another eye on this Shaila. Eve state in the Posik Hazoi. We have to all be medayik the words of the Posik. V'hikriv Aaron es ha-soyer asher chai. V'hikriv Aaron es ha-soyer asher olo olov ha-goyrol la-Hashem. Ilu nemar es ha-soyer asher olov. The Torah says an extra word. Asher olo olov ha-goyrol. So it says olo. If it would have not said the word Allah, Yisiyomer Yani Chenu Olav, the Talmud Loimar Allah, Kivan She Allah Shuv Einoy Tzarech. It's an unbelievable. We would have thought, which I don't know why. I wonder how Eretz Scroll will explain it. What would be the reason that you need to put it on to the animal full time until afterwards? That's what you would think. So therefore, shuv einoy tzarech. We learn out from the pasuk, from when the goyrul comes up, zok drashi, kivon she'olo, mitoich kalpi, v'yodeya ezel Hashem ve'ezel azozel, shuv einoy tzarech liyos munachalov v'afilu lemitzvah. Aval aliyah v'hanocha mitzvahi miyoikam. Okay, that's I don't know why Rashi needs it. But there would be, so Zokta Gemara, ilema lemitzvah. Maybe there's a mitzvah lechatchila to put it, or not lechatchila, a mitzvah to put it on. But really, michlal dehanocha mitzvah namiloi. And that's what it tells me. And therefore, so there's a mitzvah put down the goyrolois. And it's not, so the Gemara leaving out, it's not possible. Because the Torah says, v'nosan aroin al shnei hasi'irim goyrolois. We know there's a mitzvah to leave the tags or to leave these goyrolois on them. Elolav, what is this memra teaching us? Le'akif, there would have been a havamina that you would have to put it on it. Kamash malon, that the goyrol itself creates the kedusha on the seirim. Shmamino hagrolo me'akva, hanoch eloi me'akva. Right? I don't know, there would be some sort of reason, rhyme and reason, to say that putting it down would make the Kedusha. Omarova, no. Not that the Hanocha would be Ma'keves, Hochikama. Ilu ne'masha Allah love, and it wouldn't say Asha. Olo olov, it would just say asher olov. Hayisiyoy me yani chenu olov ad shas shchita.
corner?
Yeah. I left it on.
Oh, you left it on, okay.
Yeah. It's an unbelievable chiddush in the Gemara. Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara has a havamina, and this is the way Rava learns it. That after you do the goyrol, and they become Lashem and Lazozel, you have to leave the tag on until after the shechita. Did I say a reason in the Art Scroll on that Gemara? Yeah, they do. Look, is there a footnote on Ki Asha Ola Hayisi Oimer Yani Chenu Olav Ad Shas Shchita?
Maybe the Hanochis, the hundreds of people watching, although if the Lazar was full, that they should know which is which.
Yeah. No, so it would be mamish like you'd learn the Pasik. V'hikriv arin es asoer asher olo olov agoyrol la'ashem v'aso chatas. The goyrol should be on the seer until it becomes a v'hikriv. I don't know, that's like, it's like a din in the seer that it should have this tag on it. It really became a seer chatas just with the goyrol coming up. But it becomes... It's a ma'akiv that the tag has to stay on it. That means first the Gemara thought it's the putting on it. That's the Gemara, that it's not the Goyrol. You need a designation power. Kamashla, no. It becomes a chatos before. Just it's so I see they bring it from the Siach Yitzchak. A second pshat, shekolz man shoyim demasim zeitzel zeh, a technical reason. Yesh lahasher aleihem es hagoyrolois, bichdei sheyianiker eze mehem laHashem, veeze laAzazel. But once there's the shechita, so then you know the difference. Okay, it was more of like an identification purposes. Okay, so the Gemara Toshma. Another raya, if the hagrola is ma'akiv, that's what we're dealing with right now. The posik says v'hikriv aron es hasoyer asher olo olov hagoyrol la'Hashem va'asohu chatos. It would be very interesting to see the definition of the word va'asohu chatos. What's the definition of the word va'asohu? Chatos. He made it a chatos. Tezayin tes. Let's look it up. Tezayin. In Parshas Achrei Mois. Tezayin tes. 15, 16 tes. Okay. Tes is like this. V'nosan Aaron al shnei asirim goyrolois. Good. V'hikriv aron. Really, Porsche Pshat v'hikriv means we bring it close as Asher Ololov Agor LaHashem. I just like this translation. Asher Ololov Agor LaHashem. And then what? So that it will be prepared as a chatos. So he adds in parentheses, I already got one. So it will later be brought as a chatos.
It's not now. What does it mean?
What does it mean? Let's see the pasuk. V'hikriv aronis hasor sholov al goyrol Hashem v'asohu chatos. Hagoyrol oiseyu chatos v'ein Hashem. Not saying about it. The kriyas Hashem karu chatos.
Saying the Gemara.
Because we're learning the Pasuk.
Normally, a regular chatas, what's a regular chatas?
Oh, so now the Gemara is going to say, why does the Pasuk have to teach us this? If you wouldn't say this, sheyochol, v'aloi din hu ma b'mokoyim, sheloi kidesh goyrol. That means, let's say, on a regular carbon, kidesh Hashem, the way to be magdish the carbon, is by saying it. Mokim sheyikadesh hagoyrol Einoy din sheikadesh Hashem, so that by saying on it, it will become kodesh. Va'aso Talmud loymar, va'aso uchatos. Hagoyrul oiselachatos. Vein Hashem oiselachatos. Even though this pasuk, v'nosan aron al shnei agarolos, garolach Hashem, garolach lasos. Tikur aron asar shalom, v'agoyrul Hashem v'asalachat. You have to type the pasuk.
You need the Hashem to tell you that a girl is making it into a chatos. How do you still know that the shem?
No, that you can't do it all yidei shem. We would have thought. We would have thought. I don't know how to read it. What's the word? Vaso chatos. How do they touch it there? Toshma. The pasuk says, "V'hikriv Aaron as Asher Asher Ola Alav Hagoyrul Lashem." Vaso chatos. So we learn from there, Hagoyrul Oiseu chatos. Vein Hashem Oiseu.
That part I don't understand. Where do you know that the Shem is not?
Yeah, where do you see the Ein Hashem in the Vaso Chatos?
That was the whole
Kal
V'Chomer, that we should say both.
No, the Gemara says, why would you think that you could? Even I already says in the Torah, Gairul.
Because
it's not worse than any Chatos. It's also a Gairul. It has a Chumrah of a Gairul. So we're going to see the Tosfos in a second. So therefore, yeah. So we're going to see
the Seirim Luchatos Kabin Sibur.
Yeah.
The Kabin Sibur. The Sibur has to know which what they're bringing.
Yeah.
Once again, kind of fixator on that.
Hold on. So I see on the next page, where is this? The hall. They bring a. Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about here, but let's see Rashi. Im kara shem beloy gairo, b'mokim shaloi ki the jagairo b'shar ka. Oh, let's see the Rashi b'divra maschul, b'mokim shaloi ki the shagairo. I didn't know how to teach the Gemara. What do you mean b'mokim shaloi ki the shagairo? Which other place would it be possible a gairo? Zok the Rashi, b'mokim shaloi ki the shagairo. Bishar Karbonis Hatzrichim Pirish. Other places where the Torah told you to bring to. And what did the Torah tell you when it tells you to bring to? Kegoin Kine Zovim Vizovis Violetis. So you bring two Torahim or two Bnei Yena. Echod Lechatos Vechod Leelo. Right? She Echod Mehem Chatos Vechod Mehem Oilo. Shaloi kiddush ha-gairul. You can't just make a gairul and it automatically become kiddush. Shim kosev al shnei gairul se'echad chaz ve'alechad oylo. V'noz aleim lo imotzinu sha-gairul koivam. You wouldn't find that such a thing would work. So therefore, you have to be magdish it. Lo yochel, and afterwards v'lo yochel l'shanoison. That it would be chal. Right? So zog the Gemara. So what is the Gemara saying? Kiddush, Kiddush, Mokim Shaloi Kiddush HaGoyrol, Kiddush HaShem, Zok Rashi. Me'ach HaShem Korol Zuh Chad Zuh Oyle, Ein HaKoyin Shal Shal Noisa. Kidda Amrin Ale, Kam On Daf Mem Alef, Mevelo Kor Shnei Soyom, Shnei Bein Ere, Echot Oyle Chatos, Bishos Lekicha Hein Nikvoyen, Zuh Loyle Zuh Chatos. Kan Shemotzinu Shal Goyrol Koyvom, Ein Oydin Shal HaShem Koyvom. Mokim shekidish hagoyro, kivon shemotzinu shagoyro koiva, einoy din shekriyas Hashem koivan. So what does that mean? Shekriyas Hashem koivan. Sheikarish Hashem. that should be that you should do it. Talmid loimar vosol chatos. Okay? It's not a clear thing. Vorstate in the vosol chatos. Vosol chatos. That the Goyrul makes it into a chatos. The entry is Hashem oise chatos. Okay? Is that what we got? You hear the Gemara? Then the Gemara's going to have to give a teret. So most of the Toshma is a raye, as a grole, is a meake. Okay? But also, Uchatos. This goes back on the Goyro. Freik Toisvis. We'll do first the bottom Toisvis first, and then we'll come back to the Toisvis before. Freitoisis in the bottom toisis. Hiksha moiri arab shmul bereb menachem. The Rashbam, I guess. Heichi gomar mehoche. Did you say Rabbi Shmuel this morning? Maybe he came late. Michlal, I got used to saying Rabbi Shmuel, I've done for a moment. Heichi gomar mehoche. What are you saying? Because we took it and said there's a chiddush din that you could do it with a goyrol. So then now it should also have mekal v'chaymer that you should be mekadosh it. Is that what the Gemara meant? You should also have it. L'chayru was taken out of the parsha. The text goes into this whole cloud of when do you say Yadavar HaChodesh? That what?
Before,
so is the Goyrul.
Yeah, the Goyrul.
So that's Mashma. No, Vasohu Chatos goes back on the Pasuk before.
Right.
Even though I see in the Ivra of the Pasuk, it's not like that. Vasohu Chatos means later it'll become a Chatos. But the Gemara wants, so what does the Gemara want to have? Uma b'makim shalai kiddush ha-Goyrul kiddush Hashem. So you should have that din.
Rashi says, "Kishemaniach ha'gayr lalov kair loishem." You have to say, "Ma'am el Hashem chatas." So you're doing.
Okay, so this place just this. I'm just not sure if it would be okay. So place was the one before. That's the second place. Goes into your vomit.
So why do you have to call it out?
Why do you have to call it out?
Why do you have to say Hashem Chatos if you already have this, the girl that says it?
These are Shastas. You need both. That's what the Gemara wanted. You need both. Is the Gemara wanted? You need both, or that you could do it.
Rashi says on Alatera, you need both. Shemaniach a girl of Kairu L'Shem
and Hashem Chatos.
Yeah,
you have to say it. So what did the Gemara want over here? That it should only be that. So let's see the Tosfos Yeshanim. Talmid Leimar Uma. That's the Tosfos before. Okay, it's just a hard thing. So the Gemara, so this is what the Gemara comes out. This was so chatos that the Goyrul makes it into a chatos.
Okay.
That's the Svara.